Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I read an account of our next guest, John Bisewitz, in a recent newspaper, and I was very shocked, and I was frankly very upset to hear that this man who had been an athlete, the brother of our own Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz, had been an athlete, and he had made athletics, frankly, his career and his life, was a victim of a hit and run. And as a judge myself, you know that I'm very interested in the process of justice in Connecticut and elsewhere. And I take a very real interest in cases and the outcome of cases. And I saw that John Bisewitz had testified on his own behalf as a victim. And I thought that his story deserved a wider audience right here on the radio. So I invited John Bisewitz to come on and tell his story. And he joins us now. Hello, John. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me today.
Well, it really is a pleasure. Can you tell us what happened to you?
Sure. I put on a lot of running events and fundraising walks around Connecticut. I've been doing it since 1989, put on nearly 1,000 events over those years. And I got done with putting on an event, and I decided it was in mid-November in 2022. And I thought I was going to go out for, I decided to go out for a bike ride. And I was going out for a bike ride, and I kept thinking, oh, I can ride 30 miles before it gets dark. It was a little after 3, and figured I'd get done before it'd be dark, before 5, and I could have a good day. And I started riding, and I got hit. I did not see it happen to me, because when you're riding a bike, I was riding over 20 miles an hour. All you're concentrating on is what's in front of you to stay near the side of the road and the cars behind you that may be passing you. You never think that someone is going to come from the other lane and hit you head on. But a car that was driving, I was biking towards Guilford, Connecticut on Route 146. The driver was R. Neil Stahm. He was riding towards Brantford, and he crashed into me. He was going about 50 miles an hour, and I was going 20 miles an hour. So he hit me at the rate of over 70 miles an hour is what I was hit as, and I was lucky that I survived, but I did lose part of my left leg. Below the knee, I lost my leg. I also had a number of broken bones throughout my body. My left arm was very mangled. And if it had happened a couple of years before, I would have lost my right foot and my left arm. But the guy, Neil Stahm, hit me and he continued. He just drove away. He did call 911 a few miles later. They told him to go back to the scene of the crime. He did not. He went home. He was an impaired driver, so he went home, and the police found him about 30 minutes after he hit me.
And was his 911 call, We're chatting with John Bicewicz, who's a victim of a hit and run. Was his 911 call the first call that was received about you, or had somebody else by then seen you and rendered any assistance to you?
No, I was in a very rural road. I was on Route 146 in Guilford, and he hit me, and he hit me with such a force that I was in a cow pasture, and I was below the grade of the road.
I see.
I was lucky that a little bag had flown off my bike and was in the road, and a passerby happened to see it. If the guy didn't see it and think that there was a bike that fell off a car rack somewhere, I would have been dead, because within 10 minutes, Nico Nuttall, a guy from Guilford, saw that, came back, and actually called 911 as soon as he saw me. But I would have bled to death by the time if he did not come by and find me.
So the person who hit you called 911, but somebody else called 911 even sooner, and that's what saved your life?
No, they called about the same time, the person who hit me did not give them where I was, did not do anything. He drove 7 miles home after he hit me.
Oh, my God.
And they arrested him, they picked him up at his home in Brantford, 7 miles from where I was crashed into. So they never would have found me. There was no, the driver who hit me, Neil Stom, did not brake, did not stop. He kept driving. There was parts of me and my bike that were 100 feet apart. So he did not even slow down when he hit me. He wanted to go home, because once you're go home, they can't legally test you for DUI.
Is that right? I didn't realize
I think
that.
They under state law, when they suspect it, they brought him to Yale New Haven Hospital to have him to take a blood test, but he would not give it. He would not agree to it. So he did not get charged with driving under the influence. So he was actually driving from when he hit me to almost a year and a half later to when he was sentenced. He did not lose his license. He will lose his license for a year after he gets out of prison. But he did not lose. He hit me on a Saturday afternoon. He got out of questioning on Sunday morning, and he was at work. He drove himself to work on Monday morning for a state of Connecticut job.
We're chatting with John Bicewicz, who is Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz's brother, who is the owner of JB Sports Event Management, who was a superlative athlete for his entire life, and hopefully will be able to go back to that. But his life has been forever changed by being a victim of a hit and run while going on a bicycle. It is miraculous that somebody, because you said you couldn't be seen by the grade, it is miraculous that somebody came and saved your life, John. That's extraordinary.
Yeah, without him finding me, I definitely would not be here today. I would have, when you get hit at that force, and when you have so many wounds and injuries, and without him, I definitely would not be here, because I would have lost so much blood that I would not have made it to the hospital in time for them to save my life.
So you as the victim, and you've undergone a tremendous amount, obviously, of surgeries and physical therapy and prosthetics and a million other things. How old are you, John?
I am now 61 years old. When he hit me, I was a little over 60. And I was in ICU for a week. I was at critical care for another week at Yale New Haven. And then I spent almost 3 months at Gaylord Rehabilitation Hospital, part of it in the hospital unit because I could not care for myself. And the rest of it was in the rehab center. But I was away from home for almost 100 days from when he hit me. And he was going to work every day. His life did not change. My life severely changed. But I was released in beginning of in February of 2023, and I was able to walk without a walker within a couple months of that. I do have a prosthetic leg. I was able to walk without a walker, and I have a number of surgeries since then. But my life is still drastically different from what it was prior to him crashing into me.
So what feelings, John Bicewicz, have you been left with throughout this process? And do you as a victim feel like you have been able to be a party whose wishes and whose thoughts are counted by the criminal justice system? What do you feel like about that?
Well, it's amazing, Lisa, how, I mean, there was delays for this. This happened in November of 2022. And we had a month delay because his attorney was given a month delay because he couldn't read a zip drive, the account of his police body cam footage. So they were given a month for that. He was given nearly a month of in December to speak with an employment lawyer to find out whether he could still get his state of Connecticut job back. You would have thought most of these things would have been done. They knew beforehand what he was pleading to and what he was being charged with, that this stuff would not delay the process. But it's amazing how long, I mean, they knew the day that I got hit in November 12th of 2022, that he did it. His car was damaged. His windshield was shattered. He had no rear view mirror. My body and my blood and the paint from my bike was on the hood of his car. They knew he hit me. And yet it took well over almost a year and a half between when he hit me and when he got sentenced. To me, that's amazing that it took so long. I mean, this is not a civil case. This is a case of someone committing a felony. He got charged with assault two, and he got charged with evading. The assault two charge is a felony, that it would take that long to get through the system.
I see here he pled guilty to second-degree assault and evading responsibility resulting in serious physical injury. Those are the fancy words for saying a hit and run, right?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
He was free on a $100,000 bond before he was taken into custody on Thursday. And Superior Court Judge Frank Iannotti sentenced him to 66 months in prison, followed by 3 years of probation with the possibility of serving up to 13 years if he fails to comply with the terms of his release. You are the victim of this crime. You had an opportunity to speak at the sentencing hearing, correct?
Yes, I got to speak my piece, and I thought he originally, the plea bargain deal with the prosecutor was 7 years, minimum of 7 years with serving of 15, and 15 if he didn't fulfill his obligations, but the judge knocked it down to 5.5 years, and the judge has a 32-year-old son, the same age as this guy. And this guy, I mean, it was amazing. I sat next to the person who hit me for over 4 hours. I sat next to him four different occasions. Not once would he look me in the eye. Not once would he apologize. Afterwards, he gives his he did not apologize after, when he was given the chance. When he said he's sorry for what he did, he let down his family, he let down his community. There was no apology to what he did to me or in my and how he impacted myself or my family. And I can't believe that someone would have would have absolutely no soul. But that's the person who hit me.
Yeah, I saw this thing in this article that says Don Critella, Stom's lawyer, said his client wanted to apologize, but legally he didn't allow that to happen. But he did plead guilty. So what is that about?
I think that's BS. There's no way. Even when I was speaking, I mean, you know, Lisa, in court, I was probably 8 feet, 8 or 10 feet from him. While I was talking about how this impacted my life, he would not look at me. When he apologized to his family, he did not look at me. He never looked me in the eye this entire time. I mean, cowardly is a word that comes to my mind. But it's amazing that someone could have so little disregard for other humans, for other people in the world, that there's so much input on how it impacts their life rather than what he did and how his actions impacted my life.
The article says here, we're chatting with John Bisewitz, who was a victim of a hit and run that there, but for the grace of God and a Good Samaritan bystander would have killed him, but still left him with extremely serious injuries. It says here, before the crash, John, that you rode your bike more than 100 miles and ran 15 miles and swam 3 miles each week. Each week, you were not even an average person. You were in such extraordinary shape. That's probably why you survived.
I mean, I think less than 5% of people who get hit at that impact are alive. I was lucky, and you know, I was in good shape, and I was a triathlete. I ran at UConn in college, and then I transitioned into triathlons when I was in my 50s. But I did enjoy that. I enjoyed being a competitive person. I was a triathlete and won my age category in events across the Northeast in the last few years, and I did enjoy it. And I think that was a good part of the reason why I'm still here today.
And do you feel, and I'm just going to ask you this because I can't comment on this myself, but you've told us that you believe the plea was going to be a certain amount of years and the judge shaved some time off of that. Do you think that the person who perpetrated this on you, Mr. Stom, should be serving more time in jail?
Yes. I believe he showed no remorse for what he did, and I believe he acted very irresponsibly after he hit me. He was given the chance. He lied to the police constantly throughout his interrogation. He lied to the person on the 911, the dispatcher. In every chance where he was given the opportunity to do the right thing, he did not do the right thing. You know, if you're impaired and you hit somebody, I understand that you panic, but no person, imagine you plow into somebody and you see their bike in pieces and you see them, parts of their body are detached or nearly detached, that you just leave. It's hard to imagine that someone could do that. And it's hard to imagine that they would deny for hours upon hours after their car has physical evidence that they perpetrated this crime, and he had no remorse in the end. He never apologized to me after all this time. I thought he would have definitely got the entire 7 years. I don't know what he deserved to get less than what what he agreed to with the prosecutor.
John Bisewitz, let me ask you this, and I'm curious to know about this because I've never practiced in the criminal realm at all. Do you have a victim's advocate who the criminal justice system appoints to help you as a victim?
I'm putting together something for the victim advocacy to get some type of financial compensation for some of the out-of-pocket costs. I mean, there's a judgment against him, which he may or not, may not, you know, I may see a few dollars 7 years from now, but it will not cover anywhere near the cost of what this is going to cost myself and my family in terms of lost wages, more money spent on staffing in my business because I can't do as much now. The victims advocacy people reached out to me, but it was after the trial.
Wow. So not in terms of.
I mean, I was told that there would be some that I could reach out to them, but I didn't know. You know, I talked to my attorney and, you know, what they would do ahead of time was not something that I saw was going to help me substantially. I mean, I did make a video. We had a video made of how this has impacted my life. I gave a statement to the prosecutor, and the prosecutor used all that, in the sentencing hearing, and they used all that. You know, that my life has significantly changed, just showing what it takes me to get dressed every morning, what it takes me to take a shower, how much added time that adds to my day, the physical therapy I do every day to get to be a more independent person.
I'm just wondering, John Bysiewicz, about the process, about whether or not you as a victim can insist, whether or not you felt like you had any sway over a prosecutor accepting a plea versus going to trial in front of a jury. That was my real question. Did you feel like the prosecutor consulted with you, felt that their job was to consult with you about whether to even accept a plea deal? Because prosecutors don't have to. They can always take a trial to jury and let a jury decide.
Right. I mean, I think that they compare what other people got. And the judge did say that this is a similar situation to a trial he had in the past, and he did give them a similar that person a similar sentence. So they review of what's been in other hit and run accidents, what has been given out for a similar crime. I mean, there was something in Greenwich recently where a guy was intoxicated, hit and killed two people, and he got 15 years in prison. But he was remorseful for what he did. He was remorseful at the start that he felt bad, and he got 15 years. And the guy who hit me, I mean, most people would have, the vast majority of people would have died. I was lucky. I was lucky I was found. I could have easily been, if he had stayed, I may have more use of my arm. I may have of my left arm, which was severely damaged. I may have my left leg. I don't know. But I know that he left and he showed no remorse through the entire process.
John Bysiewicz, we want to wish you continued recovery and healing. And I happen to be really good friends with a superb prosthetist. His name is David Mahler. He's at Yale all the time.
He is my prosthetist.
He's a wonderful guy, isn't he? Yeah.
He's good. So my prosthetist.
He's marvelous. His wife is one of my closest friends. You know, she lost a foot, and that's how she met him. Do you know that story, John? Mm-hmm. It's a remarkable story. Anyway, and she does my hair. Yeah. She stands on her on her prosthetic and her regular foot for hours and hours and hours a day doing people's hair, and she's just a remarkable person. They're quite a couple. Well, I know that you're in good hands then, because David is – I know you're in good hands, and I just want to wish you – I'm grateful that you're alive. I'm glad that you came on the show to tell your story. I wanted people to hear it. And I thank you for sharing it with us. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all this that you've had to endure. It's a terrible thing. Terrible thing.
I appreciate you giving me a forum to tell my story. Thank you.
Thank you so much. John Bisewitz on the Lisa Wexler Show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@LisaWexler.com.